USA News, I'm John Schaefer. President Biden unveiled his administration's initiative to enhance the affordability of child and senior care. Speaking in Washington, D.C. Tuesday, he emphasized that the current cost of care is excessively high, while the compensation for care workers remains inadequate.
Care workers and caregivers are critical to our families and to the entire economy. That's why, as a candidate, as president, I was determined to turn things around. We made progress, but there's so much more that we have to do. So much more.
The president's latest budget proposal encompasses measures such as expanding paid family leave, reducing child care expenses, and extending the child care tax credit. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin stated during a Senate Armed Services Committee hearing that there is no evidence supporting the claim that Israel is committing genocide in Gaza.
Senator Cotton, we don't have any evidence of genocide being created.
So that's a no. Israel's not committing genocide in Gaza.
We don't have evidence of that, to my knowledge. Yeah.
He also refrained from labeling Hamas's October terrorist attack on Israel as genocide, though he did classify it as a war crime. The Michigan school shooter's parents, James and Jennifer Crumley, received the maximum sentence for involuntary manslaughter. Tuesday, a judge handed each of them a 10-to-15-year prison term in a landmark case. The couple, convicted separately, faced charges related to their son's 2021 shooting rampage that resulted in the deaths of four students at Oxford High School north of Detroit. Norfolk Southern has agreed to pay a $600 million settlement to address class action claims arising from the February 2023 train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. The railroad clarified that the settlement does not imply any admission of wrongdoing or liability. And the Deep South and sections of the Mississippi Valley are preparing for severe weather. Forecasters say intense thunderstorms will sweep through from eastern Texas to the southeast coast through Thursday. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. But with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant. And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
Donald Trump will not get a change of venue for his hush money trial in New York. Trump's attorneys could not convince appeals judges that Trump might not get a fair trial there. Trump is facing charges of falsifying business records in order to cover up a tryst with adult film actress Stormy Daniels back before the 2016 election. Relations with China are improving. Here's USA's Corey Myers with more.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen wrapped up her second trip to China in 9 months. The trip meant to address trade disputes between the world's largest economies as the two sides tried to stabilize relations following a summit between U.S. President Joe Biden and Chinese leader Xi Jinping last November. Yellen feels that actually is happening.
We've greatly deepened our relationships, and I feel our relationship in this economic sphere is in a much better place.
The Arizona Supreme Court has upheld an abortion ban dating back to the Civil War. Governor Katie Hobbs previously criticized the 2022 ban as extreme. Now she's stating that enforcing the Civil War law would only add chaos for women and doctors.
I am calling on the legislature to do the right thing right now and repeal this 1864 ban and protect access to reproductive health care.
The recent law prohibits abortion after 15 weeks with exceptions for maternal life risk, with the 1864 law banning all abortions. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.